Let's celebrate 100 episodes of empowerment, growth, and the incredible community of mompreneurs on the Good Enough Mompreneur podcast. Welcome to a very special episode of the Good Enough Mompreneur podcast. I'm your host, Angela Mashuli, and today we're celebrating a remarkable milestone, our 100th episode. Over the past almost 2 years, we have laughed, we have cried, and grown together. Today, we're going to relive some of the most empowering moments and lessons learned. So grab your favorite drink, let's settle in and celebrate 100 episodes of empowerment, growth, and the incredible community of mompreneurs who continue to inspire us every day. Welcome to episode 100 of the Good Enough Mompreneur podcast. I am really even having a hard time saying that. I cannot believe it has been 100 episodes. I've said that intro more than 100 times. It has seemed to have gone by so fast, and I don't know, I've just followed my passion to start this podcast, which I don't know if you've realized the acronym is GEM, because I think all of the women who are moms are amazing. I mean, just being a mom is amazing and very difficult. But if you set out on the track to start your own business and juggle motherhood at the same time, that is truly extraordinary, and it is not easy. I would never sell that lie. But we have had an amazing run on the first 100 episodes where I started this podcast really truly thinking I had no idea who would want to listen, if anyone would listen. I didn't release 7 episodes at a time. I think it was very hard for me to even do, you know, an intro. And over the years, I have found my literal voice. And I have to give a special shout out to Kathy Heller and her podcast and her program, It's Your Turn to Podcast, because I won a scholarship through her program. I just joined a free boot camp, and I meant to start a podcast for one business, and I really was inspired by all of the women who were like, who do you think you are starting your own business or your own podcast? And I thought about my own self-doubt, and I thought, we need to be talking about this, and we need to be talking about the unique experience that is being a mother and an entrepreneur. I am here to absolutely support female entrepreneurs and dad entrepreneurs and, you know, male entrepreneurs, but the mother experience as an entrepreneur is truly unique. So on that journey, we have grown our listeners to 66 countries worldwide and 467 cities worldwide. We've had thousands of downloads, and in 2023, we were listed or rated as one of the top 20 mompreneur podcasts among the thousands of mompreneur podcasts worldwide. Then in 2024, we were rated as number 8, and we hope to keep climbing. And then FeedSpot also rated us as one of the top 30 mompreneur YouTube channels to watch. We've also been highly rated as one of the top mompreneur podcasts by Player FM. I don't know, I just can't even wrap my head around it, but I thought maybe you would want to hear some of the top 10 episodes. So I thought I would run those down for you now. My number one episode is number 20, From Mom to Leader, Why Leadership Matters for Mompreneurs on Their Journey to Success. Episode 19, Navigating the Unknown, Part 2, Key Steps for Starting or Restarting Your Business in an Uncertain Economy. Episode 21, Empowering Mompreneurs, Strategies for Managing Mom Guilt and Thriving in Business and Motherhood. Episode 18, Navigating Uncertainty, 6 Essential Steps to Launching or Relaunching Your Business. Episode 26, which is Reflecting on Success, Top Episodes, Lessons, and Tips for Mompreneurial Success in 2023. Episode 6, Breaking Boundaries with Dance, exploring how Jennifer Ross started her mobile dance studio, Let's Dance. I love that interview so much. And episode 25, Thriving Beyond Trauma, How to Prioritize Mental Health as an Entrepreneur, Mom, and CPTSD Survivor. It's an episode where I talk about my own trauma. And episode 22, The Entrepreneurial Mindset, Unveiling the Traits and Types of Entrepreneurs for Success. And then number 10 is episode 27, Elevating Your Business, The 7 Habits to Ditch as a Mompreneur for Enhanced Growth and Success. And I'm going to throw in a bonus one there because it's very close. Transforming Anxiety into Empowerment, episode 55, with the absolutely lovely anxiety breakthrough coach, Sasha Jones. She's so amazing. And so, yeah, on this podcast, we talk about the mompreneurial experience from a holistic standpoint, from everything to regulating your nervous system, your mental health, trauma, to connecting with your children and parenting, to marketing, to business strategies. We have had guests who have been CEOs of multi-billion dollar companies, to just starting out on a podcast and beginning an online business connected with that. So we have run the gamut of mom entrepreneurs, and I really truly believe that anybody in that section of that wide section of people could absolutely learn something. It's almost like every episode feels like a masterclass to me, and I love re-listening to interviews and just really taking in the conversation. I am so blessed to have so many people who want to be on the podcast. We are now booked out for episodes that are airing in August. So we're far in advance. We're close to being in September. So, you know, be ready for some amazing episodes coming up, not only this week, but in the future. There are so many people that are ready to share their insight and their wisdom with you. And I feel so blessed to have this platform where I can do that and connect you with what you need to hear, with where you're at in your motherhood and business journey. So, along with going over the top 10 episodes and talking about where the podcast has gone, I would just like to point out that we, with the help of my amazing assistant Madison, we have been able to really grow our reach on social platforms, including Pinterest. We are now doing our podcast episodes recorded on YouTube. So those guest interviews you can now watch on YouTube. Then I'm also on LinkedIn. I'm prioritizing that more in 2024. So if you're listening to this, you can go to the show notes and find links to all of these social platforms. We have a Facebook page, and of course, we're on Instagram. So you can either go to the show notes or connect with me at mombusinesscoach.com. I wanted to also go over some of the lessons learned from all of the interviews and my experiences more than a decade now as an entrepreneur, and I've been a mom for more than a decade. So let's talk about the top 10 mistakes to avoid as a mompreneur who's juggling family and business. So number one is neglecting self-care. And you have to put yourself first instead of last, which is always going to lead to burnout. It really is crucial to prioritize your self-care. And I have an amazing episode with Carmen Turner Schott, who is an astrologer and an expert in helping listeners and anyone who wants to learn more about the particular self-care that works for them. I'm going to leave that episode in the show notes for Carmen's conversation. It was so enlightening, and she's even written books about this. So number two is overcommitting. Saying yes to everything can spread you absolutely too thin. You have to learn to say no to tasks or opportunities that don't align with your priorities to avoid feeling overwhelmed. And that ties in really well with number three, which is ignoring your boundaries. So overcommitting and ignoring my boundaries were two absolute things that I did personally as a mompreneur. And I had to learn the hard way. I had to become so stressed. I just was like in a freeze state because connected to my trauma experience, I was absolutely a people pleaser and put myself last. I was definitely neglecting my self-care. And so if you don't start out having boundaries and saying no, and really having a strong sense of your non-negotiables and your why, then you're going to find yourself spreading yourself too thin. You have to clearly define your work hours to your family time and your personal time to prevent one aspect of your life from encroaching on another. And that's going to change as your family grows and as your kids get older, you know, and really just doing what's best for you in your season of life. So number four is multitasking excessively. And I have a really great interview coming up for you tomorrow. And we talk about this topic. And really, you have to be aware of the switch costs. If you're trying to do it all at once, it can definitely decrease your productivity and your focus on one task at a time and being present for that. But also, I have interviews with VAs on the podcast that just talk about how much they can lend assistance to help you focus on what really moves the needle in your business. Number five is neglecting time management. Poor time management leads to stress and missed opportunities. And really, that's connected with number three, in that creating that schedule for yourself. And that's just something you absolutely have to do. And I have a free download that I'll include that is a time audit that helps you go through and track your time for a week and also your feelings attached with what you're doing. So if you're doing things that you really, truly don't enjoy, that you could have someone else do for you and free up your time to do things that move the needle in your business, particularly to pay for somebody else to do those tasks, it's absolutely worth it. So in addition to neglecting time management, you have to use those calendars and those to-do lists to prioritize tasks and manage your time effectively. You also have to be good at delegating. When you're doing that time audit, when you're trying to manage your time and you can't do it all in a day, you have to learn how to trust and find those people that you can help train and help them grow to support you, because you don't want to be the linchpin in your business. So number seven is ignoring your intuition. learning how to quote unquote trust your gut can absolutely lead to better decisions. And I think women are particularly positioned to tap into their intuition and really use that as a way to gain an edge in business. And later on in this week, I have an amazing interview with a kinesiologist and a hypnotherapist that's going to give you tips on how you can connect more with your intuition. But pay attention to your instincts and use them as a valuable tool in your decision-making process. So number 8 is comparing yourself to others. It's so hard, especially with social media, but you really do have to focus on your own journey, not someone else's highlight reel. And as I always say, I've said in previous podcast episodes, when you're feeling that comparison, one way to really turn that around is to look at someone else's perceived success or doing something you would like to do or achieve as evidence of what is available to you. Number 9 is neglecting your personal development. Continuously improving and learning is so key to success. I think John Maxwell has the quote that is, you know, your business is only going to grow to the extent that you do, especially if you're running a small business. So it is so important to continually be networking and learning and growing and listening to podcasts like this one and finding social communities that really support your goals and making sure that you focus on that. You can also take courses, you can do workshops, you can hire a coach to stay ahead in your business. But number 10, all of these are so important, but realizing that you do need to ask for help. You can't do it all on your own. And asking for help is not a weakness. Whether it's from your family or your friends or professionals, always seek support that can lighten your load and help you succeed. So that is going to round out the top 10 mistakes to avoid as a mompreneur juggling a family and business. So how many of those did you find yourself nodding to? Probably more than one. We all suffer from those. So I hope you found that list helpful. And what I'm going to do is create a little downloadable checklist for you. So when you're feeling like things are out of balance, you can look at this list and go, okay, so which one of these are throwing me out of balance right now? Thank you so much for being a listener on this podcast. Words are really insufficient to describe how grateful I am to have made it to 100 episodes. I never thought about making 200 episodes. I think I really truly thought about making it to a few episodes at a time. And it's truly awesome that I am now moving to a new stage in this podcast, but we are going to continue to deliver heartfelt conversations with mompreneurs, thought leaders, motivational speakers to speak about issues that matter to you. If there is a specific topic or speaker you would like me to have on the podcast, please feel free to reach out to me. You can email me at hello@mombusinesscoach.com and we will get back with you. And again, just thank you so much. So this week, we are really trying to boost the number of reviews. If you could do me one favor, think about how much it means to you or would mean to you if someone would leave you a positive review on your business. That is exactly how it feels for us to read reviews of the podcast. So wherever you listen to podcasts, take a moment It's totally free to leave us a star and a written honest review of what this podcast episode or episodes mean to you. It means so much. We don't often get to connect in person, so we don't always know what people like or want to hear. So please feel free to reach out and let us know. Don't be shy. And definitely reach out to us. We love hearing from you. And look for some amazing episodes coming up this week. So if you leave us a review, take a screenshot and tag me on Instagram. And you can do that at angela.masciulli on Instagram. That's M-A-S-C-I-U-L-L-I. I will leave a link in the show notes, or you can go to mombusinesscoach.com to find me there. And do a screenshot, share your review, and you will be entered to win gift cards to Starbucks and a spa gift card and some merch this week, which will be announced on Saturday at noon. So thank you so much for listening to this 100th podcast episode on the Good Enough Mompreneur podcast. I'm so grateful that you're listening. Thank you so much to all of my amazing guests for being on the podcast. And I can't wait to talk to you on the next episode.